welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have a local in the studio, and that is Courtney Stookley. And Courtney is the executive director of TASP, Telluride Adaptive Sports Program. And I'm happy to devote the whole show to talk about this wonderful program that operates year-round, winter, summer, and seasons in between, and to provide support for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, to provide basically year-round activities for these folks. I would like to welcome Courtney Stookley to Travel Fun. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
Good. I'm glad that we're able to do this interview. It was many, many years ago I did a show on TASP, and then I have had Hawkeye in, one of your more renowned staff workers. Mm-hmm. And so I've done a few different programs. However, it has been a while. So I'm glad to be able to talk about TASP. And let's get started and jump right in. For those people that don't know about the Telluride Adaptive Sports Program, tell us what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting us up to come and talk. I am, as you mentioned, and you did a great job of introducing what we do, actually. We provide at Telluride Adaptive Sports Program year-round services to people with physical and cognitive disabilities. We provide services to people of all ages. I think our youngest participant was maybe 2 or 3. We generally like them potty trained, but not always a requirement. And, you know, we provide services to folks all the way up, you know, as long as you have the spirit and willingness to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, we can probably help you out and figure out a way to get you out there to enjoy. For instance, in the winter, we operate primarily a ski program. You know, we operate every single day during the winter season, skiing, snowboarding. We offer snow biking. We can get you snowshoeing, Nordic skiing, ice climbing, and we've even been known to take some folks out heli skiing. So really getting folks out there, regardless of ability. And then in the summer, we do activities typical to mountain towns, you know, the river rafting, kayaking, hiking, biking, horseback riding, things that a lot of tourists come to town to enjoy in our mountain community. So if it can be done, we can get you out there and are always willing to make those adaptations for folks. Again, whether you have a physical or cognitive disability, it just takes a little bit of ingenuity to make that happen.
Now, for somebody to be able to apply to this program or mm-hmm. participate in it, are there certain requirements they have to fulfill or application they have to do online, or how does it work?
Generally speaking, we get people a variety of different ways. They either have heard about us or were referred to us by someone locally who knows about the program, or there are other adaptive programs, you know, in different ski communities and so forth. So they'll just Google us and, you know, they'll find Telluride Adaptive. But all we really require is that you have doctor's permission to recreate at the level that you're looking to get out there. So, for instance, if you recently had a surgery, it's probably intuitive that you shouldn't go skiing if you just had, like, your knee replaced or so forth within a couple weeks of surgery. But during that rehab process, a lot of what we can do for you is very beneficial and getting out there and, you know, small increments. So as long as you have doctor's approval, then we can make it happen.
And certainly you facilitate people experiencing the joy mm-hmm. of the outdoors, mm-hmm. whether it's on the mountain or in the summer on a lake or mm-hmm. on the river or whatever. They get to experience the
exactly.
fun that we all do. And
yeah, we've put together quite a menu of activities utilizing, whether they be for fly fishing, for instance. We've got use of some private ponds. We have partners that we work with to take folks out. You know, we work with a number of different partners, especially in the summer months. Telluride Sports, Boot Doctors, Circle K Ranch, and don't want to leave anybody out, but those are just a few of the partners that we team up with, for instance, and then we provide trained volunteers and instructors to accompany the participant and make sure that their special needs are met in the mainstream environment.
Let's talk about how many people are a part of the program. I should say benefit from the program. I'm not talking about the staff and volunteers, but the various participants you have. About how many come through TASP each year?
And it keeps getting busier and busier each year. It's been amazing. Last year we served about 420 people with disabilities. We had about 2,200 lessons. So it keeps us hopping. We get folks from all over the world, the United States, obviously, and beyond, and then we service our regional population as well. It's quite impressive.
Yes, I think that's one thing that a lot of people might not realize is mm-hmm. that some people might come for a lesson, and mm-hmm. they might have 3 or 4 days mm-hmm. of lessons, just similar to how it is in ski school. It's not just a day or half day.
Absolutely. And in some cases, it's up several weeks. We've got folks who, there's one family in particular that comes here from Australia every year. And the daughter in that family skis with us for 2 to 3 weeks over the holidays into December and January. And it's great. We get to be really close with those folks. Other family members come over. We do some family lessons, you know, we really only provide lessons to that individual with disabilities, but the families join up, and it's a really nice environment. We have a nice small office, but yet it's big enough for you to keep your stuff there, and there's a kitchen. And
just, your office is beautiful, and it's so nice that you have that. What a great location.
It's awesome to be able to be ski in, ski out, access to one, and then easy access to some of the more difficult terrain for the more advanced athlete. It's really special, and we're so lucky to have that.
Let's talk a little bit about, you said it has become increasingly busy at TASP.
Yes.
And certainly word has gotten out that it is a very, very reputable adaptive sports program in the country. And then another reason I would imagine is because it's been over 10 years that the U.S. has been involved in a war.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. One of the areas of our programming that has just sort of boomed is the services provided to disabled veterans. In the past couple years, we've provided maybe 3 or 4 camps a year, and recently partnered with the Wounded Warrior Project, the Project Odysseys. And this year, we're adding an additional 8 camps for veterans. And then in addition to that, we're just servicing the disabled service members through our regular mainstream programming. So last year, I want to say we did 77 full expense paid trips for disabled veterans to Telluride for a week. And they came from all over the country, different times, of course, but it's really grown.
And that's what you refer to as a camp when they come for a week.
Yeah. They're smaller than some of the other adaptive programs, which I think adds to the quality that we're able to provide the one-on-one instruction, and in many cases, 2 instructors to 1 student. And we try to maintain the same instructors with that student throughout the week. But generally speaking, for these camps, they'll arrive on a Sunday, depart on a Friday, with action-packed days in between. In the winter, you know, the overwhelming popular activity is skiing or snowboarding, and for a lot of these guys, mono skiing, bi skiing, or snow biking based on their ability. And in the summer, we put together this adventure week. We do a day of fly fishing, rafting, hand cycling, horseback riding, rock climbing, and you name it. The San Juan Outdoor School's really been instrumental in working with our climbing program, so that's been a nice thing. We've gotten a lot of guys out on the rock, climbing the natural outdoor rock, which is a unique opportunity for a lot of the folks who come from the city.
I imagine these are very transformative weeks mm-hmm. for people, all kinds of people, especially when you're talking about the disabled veterans. Mm-hmm. Some of them might be, sadly, newly disabled and are mm-hmm. trying to accustom to a somewhat normal lifestyle.
Yeah, and just discovering new abilities. That's a big part of the role that we play, is helping them discover they might not be able to, you know, bomb down a double black diamond anymore, but what can you do? You can become a very accomplished mono skier if you've lost the use of your legs. You can train for the Paralympics. You can take that to the next level. You can really develop. I mean, there's so many of these guys are so much better at skiing than I am. It's amazing to see what is possible out there.
We can see it on the mountain, them yeah. bombing down Misty Maiden oh, yeah. at breakneck speed, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you take that mentality of somebody who perhaps was in the military and, you know, was pretty hardcore, and now, you know, you've had some changes to your body perhaps through an injury or, you know, variety of different things happen, and you take that personality and apply it to skiing, and you get some pretty amazing athletes, and you know, a nice goal setting as well, because like we had this one guy who moved to Grand Junction and came to one of our ski camps. He'd never skied before. He learned how to mono ski, became so interested in it, he came down every weekend, and that really he's like, well, where can I take this? What can I do next? What achievement can I do next? And he did. He went and trained with the Paralympics, and there's a path for that. And there's a lot of personal growth and independence that's built from the skiing aspect. And it is transformative. Like you said, it changes lives.
For some of these weeks, it's my understanding that you also invite other family
for some of them. It depends on the budget for the event. The past couple events that we've done have really just been for the warrior themselves, and sometimes it's necessary for them to bring a caregiver with them. But one of my favorite things to do is to invite families out, just because when you have a wounded warrior, it's not just the wounded warrior that's affected. It's the, you know, the wife, the kids, everybody has to learn how to readjust. And it's just nice to have that support. And sometimes even just providing a vacation, time for them to be together and not have to go through the hoops of medical appointments for a week. Just say, hey, let's take a break. Come on out here, refocus, you know, reconnect, and enjoy your time together while doing something healthy and engaging with one another.
And to enjoy the beauty of Telluride.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just
that
like,
goes without saying.
Just like us, the residents and visitors. I am visiting with Courtney Stookley, the executive director of Telluride Adaptive Sports Program here in Telluride. And let's talk just a little bit more about the program. We'll take a break. In the second half of the program, we'll talk about the many events you have coming up. Courtney, before I go any further, would you provide the website? Because you have a lot of information
we
on the
do.
Website.
We do. You can get the most up-to-date information at www.TellurideAdaptiveSports.org.
Okay.
That's the best place.
TellurideAdaptiveSports.org. ORG. And there's so many ways that people can become involved.
Absolutely.
Either by an outright donation to the program or donating their time.
Yeah, it takes a small army for sure to do what we do. In a typical year, we have upwards of 180 volunteers who are actively involved with the program. On snow volunteers and instructors are critical to the success of what we do. And there's actually quite a bit of training that goes involved, you know, that's involved in that. You have to be aware of all the different equipment that our participants use. You have to have a general knowledge of the different disabilities, which, you know, they go on and on. And if you think about how many different ways a person might be disabled, and require our services, there's just a lot of knowledge. So, yeah.
And also, anybody who's been in Telluride and seen TASP in the works on the mountain, you can tell there's typically at least two people.
We have a lead instructor and an assistant instructor on the majority of our lessons. It just provides a safer environment, and it makes our program stand out, too. We think it contributes to our excellent safety record, and it just makes sense because a lot of the equipment is heavy. We don't like to tap out our volunteers by too much lifting or, you know, pulling and so forth. And it just makes it more fun sometimes when you've got three people out there. So, yeah, it does. It takes a small army.
It certainly looks like everybody's having a good time when I see them out there.
Always, always. It's a great environment. We've got some of the funniest, most outgoing, generous people with big hearts who just love to get out there and share what they they love themselves, the love for skiing, the outdoors, sliding down that mountain with others. So
let's take a short break, and then we'll come back and talk about some of those folks that make the program go round. Hello, and welcome back to Travel Fun. I'm visiting with Courtney Stookley, the Executive Director of Telluride Adaptive Sports Program. And before the break, we mentioned that it takes a small army to make this program work year-round. And Courtney, do you have a word to say about, you know, one or two of kind of your... how can I say your mascots? Namely, well, thinking there's some people that are real, you know, make the program what it is.
Absolutely.
In addition to you.
Oh,
and
no.
I think it's important.
I
to
take
mention
a backseat role for sure in all this.
Yes. Well, I have to say that Hawkeye was going to be here for this interview. I've had him numerous times on the show, or at least a couple of times. He wasn't able to because he's busy taking care of some of the, is it the Wounded Warrior program you have going on?
We actually
week?
Have a, not through Wounded Warrior specifically, but we've got a group of about, you know, roughly 20 actually veterans this week. They're out for a big ski week, and he is on snow duty as we speak, and I couldn't pull him off the snow to come do an interview.
right. But he is certainly incredibly active.
Absolutely.
With the program, and he has done many hikes to across the Continental Divide and others to raise money.
Yeah, absolutely.
For TASP, and he has another one coming up, so maybe I'll do an interview with him again this spring.
Yeah, he's a great instructor, both on snow, you know, in training, and over the years has done numerous fundraisers independently of our program to raise funds, and actually started our first audiovisual department, and as I believe he's raised, you know, over $25,000 through his hikes and promoting the program, and is just such a passionate individual.
I think his website is gohawkeye.com.
It is.
So in addition to checking out TellurideAdaptiveSports.org, people can look at gohawkeye.com and, you know, get a better sense of the program.
Yeah.
What's happening.
Yeah. Check out our website for sure. And if you actually have interest in joining up with our program, I don't think I quite answered your question earlier on, you can always give us a call at 970-728-5010 and just chat with one of our program director, Tim McGow, or our program coordinator and volunteer coordinator, Malin Miller, who really can answer any question that you have. You know, if you've never hand cycled, for instance, you can just give us a call and see if it's something that might work out for you or interest you, and we can get you out there. But sometimes just a conversation puts people at ease.
To see if it works for a family member, because I can say as a ski instructor, Telluride Ski and Snowboard School, occasionally we have in a class, in a lesson, somebody that we think might do better in the adaptive sports program. And we might discuss